broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 29th in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is our 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founding fathers. If it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we hate it. It's pretty much that simple, ladies and gentlemen. We want to bring people together and make America great again. We just know we got to make America moral again if we want to make America great again. And we also know that it takes all of us working together, and all the divisionary tactics around the country have got to stop. Men against women, blacks against whites, all that stuff, all that garbage has to go by the wayside. And Americans need to stand together for the sacred cause of liberty. We need to be moral people. That's the only way we'll keep our country free, ladies and gentlemen. We need to turn to God and repent. We need to promote God, family, and country. Family is the fundamental unit of society, and the country will never be greater than its families. We need to protect life, liberty, and property. That's the purpose of government. The proper role of government is limited in scope indeed, replete with checks and balances. We, the people, can be part of that great, peaceful restoration. The only question left is, will you help us? Get involved and donate to LibertyRoundtable.com. Every penny will be considered sacred widow's mite money to tell the tale of liberty everywhere we go. Do you know of a more positive talk show? Do you know of a talk show that focuses on the news that matters most, more than Liberty Roundtable Live? We are live 6 days a week. Once in a while, there's a rebroadcast, but it's rare. And good things are happening everywhere, and we're here to try to do our best to tell you about it. Last hour, we talked a lot about movies. We talked about the I Can Only Imagine movie, Sean Hannity promoting that movie. Good on Sean. We don't look for reasons just to criticize. And, you know, most talk show hosts either don't mention each other or they're in a big old meltdown. You know what? We try to promote when talk show hosts do good and support them for the good they do. We'll also bring up when we have a difference and why. But it's about issues, not attacking people. But in this case, Sean Hannity doing a great job. Good for you, Sean. Keep spreading the word on it, buddy, would you please? I can only imagine what could happen if we would. Cinderella Man, it's a movie. Kurt watched it with ClearPlay. That's a technology used to make movies a little safer, a little more appropriate for your family, if you will. Who is Alan Turing? There's a guy back in the 1920s, 30s, who was a good guy for the American side. And there's a movie called Enigma. Kurt watched it on VidAngel because, you know, he wants to make sure that it's a clean movie to watch, right? Anyway, the movie's called Enigma, another movie to consider watching. A third movie to consider watching, Security, is the name of the movie. It's a must-watch using VidAngel, Kurt says, and it's a 2017 movie. And you can tie your VidAngel account to your Netflix account and watch that digitally. Now, Kurt's getting involved in some pretty fancy technology there, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, good for Kurt, you know? Can you imagine that? Anyway, without further ado, I want to talk about Roseanne and the Donald, Kurt. This is a story that I find fascinating. Headline says this: Roseanne didn't just return to the air with a, quote, pro-Trump message. It returned with huge ratings, 18.2 million viewers coming out of the gate. And the mainstream is shocked, Kurt, because it's the coveted 18 to 49 viewership that primarily drove those numbers. Now, it gets weird. I've got some positive about it and some negative about it to chat about. Kurt, welcome to the broadcast. Your take first.
All right. I will say this. I haven't been a participant in the whole Roseanne thing. I haven't watched any of them. I read the piece from Breitbart. The headline from them is, hey, review, what's up, deplorable, Roseanne Barr's rebooted sitcom embraces Trump's America. And, one of the best parts that I read was that they actually sat down and they prayed as a family you know, are grateful for, you know, the different things. You've got the parents who I guess 20 years ago were the parents, and now they're the grandparents. But, you know, you've got a number of things there going for it. I guess you got the working class families instead of the standard kind of I'm from New York and I'm from California thing, you know. You've got, the American people, their struggles and their families, and these guys are having some of those kind of things, you know, with people with laying off people and some of them happy to get a job, you know. One time the husband says, talking about a grandson and his gender nonconforming clothing choices, he says, may the wind fill his sails and carry him to the boys' section of Target. Anyway, and then he says, why
see,
is masculinity?
And to me, a lot of this movie is filled with propaganda, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but
let me give you an example.
Standard for
that's
you know,
right, and so I want to be very critical of some of those things, but I want to be very complimentary at the same time, and I want to break it down issue by issue because it's not attacking Roseanne Barr, it's not attacking Donald Trump. These stories are very politically complex, and that's why I won't take a side on a given story that's so complex. I will take it apart issue by issue. Let me give you an example. This transgender idea for this guy's clothes. What's that? The father?
No, it's a kid, a nine-year-old.
So a nine-year-old kid's confused about his gender, and they want to promote that as, you know what? Many, 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 many kids are confused about their gender. That's the highlighted promotion of now, right? And they're capitalizing on that and promoting that and kind of, in my opinion, making that more of the norm. I reject that view. But then they say, may the wind fill his sails and send him to the boys' section of Target. Now, Target's being boycotted over some of these very issues, Kurt. But they're now trying to position Target as the good guy to get your sales and kind of a, well, you just won't do the boycott anymore. See what I mean?
Good point.
Idea. And you could say, well, Sam, come on, you're stretching on this one. No, no, no. These are product placements in marketing. It's very common. And so you just mentioned Target, mentioned the boys section. But see, they've been a promoter of this crossing gender discussions and the promoter of these same sex bathrooms and all this kind of stuff. Or I'm sorry, safe sex. What bathrooms are they? You know, I don't know. Right. Gender manipulated bathrooms. What word do you want to use for them?
Good point.
And so I say safe sex on purpose because these bathrooms are being used for that kind of stuff to prey on children, to promote same sex or to promote cross gender sex or to. And they turned out, hey, what does it all mean, right?
And well, this isn't the kind of prey you want either.
Right. So that's what I'm talking about here. Okay, now, the next thing about this is, and you mentioned so much on this story so fast it's hard to kind of keep up, but that's a big concern to me. It's also filled with propaganda because, look, Roseanne Barr in the day was very liberal, Kurt. And I'm not here to attack Roseanne. I hope she's had a rebooted life and a kind of a comeback to common sense. I pray that's true, and I hope that's right.
I guess she was once a presidential candidate for the communists.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's why I say she was pretty liberal there. But now, here's the deal. Now her and Donald are like best buddies, man. So Donald's best buddies with this kind of whacked out yesteryear liberal that is, I don't know, she's just woke up and seen the light. Now, I hope she's truly changed. I hope we repent and change. But now that she's just big Donald supporter, just solid for liberty and freedom and conservatism and, okay, we're just trusting reformed communists to be our leaders? She's really changed, I promise. I don't know that I believe it's very genuine. Now, that side of the story is very, very concerning. I support that people can change. I'm not so sure I support somebody jumping into the entertainment industry with a rebooted life, a rebooted focus that's all relevant for today, backing Donald Trump, backing the working class views of America. And I mean, now this guy's going to be the monitor or the truth teller on some of this stuff. I'm not confident that that's all genuine. I think there's more manipulations on this than you can imagine behind the scenes. Why do I say that? Because you're talking about a well-known liberal. Had communist leanings in the past. You've got Donald Trump, the working class guy that was very liberal too. Now they come together to back conservatism, to just strangely promote Donald Trump. for the 2020 elections, to literally stand for pro-life. She battled people about the abortion discussions, and now she's all acting like, it's not wrong to be pro-life. It's good, and I support that. I just question the narrative. Now, President Trump himself was so delighted about her efforts, Kurt. He placed a call to his buddy Roseanne Barr on Wednesday to express his admiration for the ratings coup on ABC, reports the New York Times. Do you see how laden that is with discussion, Kurt?
Yep.
So why is Donald calling Roseanne for the great work she does, Kurt, when Donald ought to be calling us?
Good point.
Now, I'm not saying us as in you got to call Sam. I'm talking about us as in new media conservative talk shows. Maybe Donald ought to call Ben Swan. Yep. Or there's so many people, right? My point isn't to call Sam Bushman, like I'm important. My point is Donald's not embracing the new media. Really what he's doing is embracing the old media. In that sense, he backed an old liberal media person with communist ties, brought her back to life, so to speak, rebooted her character, so to speak, called her and congratulated her. And then what do you mean a ratings coup on ABC? What does that mean, Kurt? It means ABC was down in the ratings, but she changed that. So now ABC's on top and Donald's happy about it? I thought those were some of the most dishonest people on the planet, Donald. You're happy that they got a coup and they're ahead now? ABC, of all news organizations, you're happy they're on top via the former communist coup? And we're supposed to believe that you don't like the media? Well, then where did we get the report on this? Where did Donald go and who got the scoop on the reporting on this? Let's talk about it, Kurt, on your radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSHERTIFIED.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
So they say Roseanne, a fan of Trump in the movie or in her new, whatever you want to say, reality, I don't know what you call it, comedy TV series. I don't know what it's called because it's so political now, I'm not sure that it's comedy. It's so conservative now, I'm not sure it's liberal. It was so liberal before, I'm not sure it's conservative. I mean, I don't know what's up. But Donald loves to keep everybody guessing on everybody. So now I'm supposed to be backing Roseanne Barr. Are you kidding me? Well, anyway, Donald called Roseanne to congratulate her, talking about the incredible ABC ratings coup. Now, why would we be happy about ABC taking kind of the lead in the ratings? Is that what Donald should be proud of and happy about? Now, let's even make this more poignant, Kurt. Who reported this and got the, you know, kind of a scoop on this thing? Donald's favorite media service, Kurt.
Yeah, New York Times, right, Sam? And yet a whole bunch of them were covering it. You know, I guess a little more detail on Roseanne Barr, according to the Wikipedia boys. You know, she's age 65 now. She was born in Salt Lake City, Utah. She now lives in the Big Island in Hawaii. She is the oldest of four children in what they call a working-class Jewish Salt Lake City family. It says she was also active in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, LDS, it says, was also active. Anyway, in 1974, it says she married Bill Pentland, with whom she had three children before divorcing in 90, marrying comedian Tom Arnold. After her sitcom, anyway, there's more details about it, but I guess.
But I want to focus on the New York Times piece, though, Kurt. Why is the New York Times reporting it? Why are we promoting ABC involved in a coup? Why are we promoting this communist, left-leaning, liberal, whatever, and congratulating as a best buddy of the Donald? I mean, it sounds like a media fest via Donald Trump. Pretty soon, he'll be recommending her to join his administration, kind of stuff.
Wouldn't surprise.
Of course, you can't talk to Liberty Roundtable Live. Oh no, sir. Right? They're a bunch of racists over there. Or they're, you know, whatever they want to say about us tomorrow. Right? But this is what I'm talking about. This is. You think that Donald's really against the media? He tells you how they're the most dishonest people on the planet, and then the New York Times gets the scoop on it. ABC has a ratings coup. Roseanne Barr makes a kind of a comeback with an incredible viewership. This stuff isn't real, Kurt.
By the way, Sam, here's something that is real. Apparently,
this is sideshow theater, ladies and gentlemen.
Her paternal grandfather, when he moved, you know, came to America, his name was Borisovsky, and he changed his name to Barr. So that's where they got the Roseanne Barr thing.
Yeah, you do that because then people don't realize you got what, Russian roots, Kurt?
Yeah, Jewish, you know.
The Jewish Russian roots, is that what it is?
Jewish immigrants, yes.
But is it Russian too?
From Austria, Hungary, and Lithuania with this Jewish stuff. So that's interesting.
So now you got ties from the Donald to Judaism, ties to the big media, ties to these overseas things. You know, it's just crazy stuff. All I can tell you is this. I'm not trying to be critical of it in the sense that, you know, I hope that Roseanne Barr really wants to make America great again, Kurt. And I hope Donald does, too. But when I see this stuff, really, one day he tells me how dishonest the media is. They're some of the most dishonest people Donald knows. And in the same breath, I hear that the New York Times is going to go under and Donald's going to sue him. Next thing you know, the New York Times becomes really, in my opinion, the go-to rag for the Donald to put out news second to Twitter. And then I get kind of this idea that Donald's involved with Facebook via Analytica or whatever to get information on and spy on you and me. And then I get this idea that Donald's super happy about Roseanne Barr, calls the former communist, that we're happy about ABC, you know, creating a ratings coup. And this stuff is just all mixed up to where I don't know whether Donald's coming or going at this point, Kurt. He's done some good things. I'll give him credit. But when I see this kind of stuff, I think your attack on the media is not genuine. It's merely a ratings, political, theatric sideshow is all it is. And maybe I'm wrong, Kurt, but I just see it. How can you promote Roseanne Barr? How can you be excited about a ratings coup on ABC? And then how can you kind of back into the New York Times being always the go-to piece for the news? Meanwhile, you can let a little boy mow the White House lawn and do a media op in the Rose Garden. Did you hear about the cousins I talked about last Saturday's show? About two cousins sent a letter to Donald, and now they're baking cookies with Melania. Did you see that, Kurt?
I remember hearing about it.
Okay, and I'm just saying, how come I can't get my letter to the Donald, Kurt? I've been relentlessly attacked by the media that's the most dishonest in the country. Him, me, and his son together got attacked in the media, and I tried to reach out to the Donald to help me and his son right the wrongs, tell the truth, create accountability, and Donald's like nothing but crickets. But Roseanne Barr creates an ABC ratings coup, and Donald gets a hold of his old buddy, Roseanne, reminiscing about when they met and all this kind of stuff. And the New York Times is the rag to give you the details, folks.
I guess Roseanne, you know, since she grew up in Salt Lake City, she said one time she said, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday morning, I was a Jew. Sunday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon, and Wednesday afternoon, we were Mormons. I guess she got Bell's palsy on the left side of her face. She said, so my mother called in a rabbi to pray for me, but nothing happened. Then my mother got a Mormon preacher. He prayed, and I was miraculously cured. Says, years later, Barr learned that Bell's palsy was usually temporary and that the Mormon preacher came exactly at the right time. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting. Said she
I hope Roseanne
her
gets
first
religion. I hope she jettisons her communist kind of leanings of yesteryear. I hope that her wanting to make America great again is real. I hope her desire to promote fathers in the home and stand for pro-life and some of these things, and defend the working class, bring jobs back. I hope that's all real, Kurt. And so I'm not here to attack Roseanne Barr, but I am here to highlight the inconsistencies in what we're being told. We're being told this is just an incredible, you know, just happenstance return for her. I submit to you that it's all engineered. The promotion of Target, the gender euphoria, or whatever manipulation that goes on there, all tied to the Donald and the working class to back Donald. I say there's more here than meets the eye if you really study it. And shame on the Donald for attacking the media on one hand and then going, just jumping into the arms of the same people that he tells you are the most dishonest people ever and that he's going to sue them. He's going to resurrect libel laws and some of these things. Well, our buddy James Edwards was literally slandered and libeled when they said he was a leader of the KKK. It's an absolute lie. They said that in a Michigan newspaper. James went to court to prove it's not true, and the court said, well, it is true, but they can say it anyway. Donald does nothing, Kurt. Crickets. You could say, well, Donald doesn't know about the case, Kurt. And my response is, well, I've been trying to send open letters to Donald. How do I tell him about the case? The cousins that want to make cookies with Melania can tell him. The guy that wants to mow the White House lawn can tell him. Roseanne Barr can tell him. The North Korean leader might even get a meeting with him. But I can't even make sure that he knows about how abused we are in the press. Me and his son, Donald Trump Jr., getting abused together. And I try to stand up to protect Donald's son, and I still get ignored. Kurt, you can't demonstrate greater ties and a greater double standard than that, can you really?
No, I don't think so. I guess in the final two seasons of her previous, deals.
Comedy, reality, TV show, sitcom, whatever you want to call the thing.
She earned $40 million, so that was her.
Poor Roseanne. Now she's going to come out, 20 minutes later, being the working class man's champion?
Made her the second highest paid woman in show business. Oprah Winfrey was higher, but that's interesting to me.
All right, so my headline for this says, Media Loving Trump placed a call to Roseanne Barr to express his admiration for engineering an ABC ratings coup reported by NYT, New York Times. There you have it. See, I'm just calling a spade a spade. That stuff is weird, and I don't want anybody ignorant of the reality of how you break down this story based on point-by-point principles. And I have not criticized Roseanne. I hope some of these genuine things about her are accurate and true. Because it would be a blessing in her life, Kurt, to be conservative, to be pro-life, to come back to God, whether it's through the Jewish religion or the Mormon religion or any other religion that she... I'm not here to divide on religion. I say if she finds religion and it helps her be a better person and turn to God, helps her appreciate family, stabilizes her life, gives her a way to live that is in my opinion... God ordained. I support that, Kurt. And I hope it's all true.
And the wiki thing about her says since 2008, she and partner Johnny Argent have hosted a weekly radio show on Sundays on something called KCAA in the LA area called the Roseanne and Johnny Show. So that's
all right. And I don't know what partner means. I hope they, they get married, Kurt.
I don't know either. Yeah.
And if they're not married or whatever, it's just weird how they say partner. Again, another propaganda tool. They should say husband or wife, but they don't like those terms. You see what I'm talking about? Anyway, and if they're not married, then you know what, Roseanne? I hope somebody has a conversation with you about, hey, you got to do it God's way, Roseanne. Even the Jewish religion believes that, right? All right, stay there, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, we got a couple of interesting tidbits for you coming up on the other side. Murder, intrigue, and more. On tap.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads, a divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt on your radio. I guess this gentleman's daughter got murdered in Parkland. Guy's name is Andrew Pollock, and he's on a mission, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam, this guy, you know, he's basically one of these, his daughter was one of the 17 killed there. And, you know, they don't really want to talk about him because, you know, he's not doing their standard deal. You know, his story, basically, you know, he wants to tell folks that people need to have guns. People need to have these things. You know, I'm not falling in line with the whole gun control crowd. And, you know, it's a Breitbart piece, and was pretty good to me. Good story, you know. Good.
Well, it's not going to be covered, Kurt, because this guy wants to do the right thing. Okay, and what I mean by the right thing, what's his goal, Kurt?
Well, he
wants to make schools safer.
In this case, yeah.
Okay, but he doesn't believe the gun control agenda of the left is the discussion point. So he wants to do so without taking away guns from the good guys. How does he propose to do that, Kurt? This is important to kind of understand.
Well, you know, I'm trying to remember the details on that part, but I just know that, you know, here was a guy who everybody else that's promoting the whole thing with those
children
that are connected to it say that, hey, every one of them want to get rid of the guns, and this guy
doesn't
isn't one of them.
But it's important to understand what his solution would be. Now, I've really talked a ton about what I believe the solutions are. Number one, I get rid of all these carry balonies and all these restrictions on guns and jettison these gun-free zones, and I would have constitutional carry across the land. That's where I would start, at least from a political or policy point of view. The second thing I would do is turn people to God and have thou shalt not kill as the Ten Commandments be up everywhere. Third, I would help out these mentally ill people. Most of them aren't violent. I would look into the psychotropic drug scenario big time and shut that avenue down as part of the problem and call it for what it is. Where's the Food and Drug Administration when you need them, as unconstitutional as they are? Maybe they could do some good somewhere for a change. Nevertheless, I would look into those psychotropic drugs and how they, in combination with mental illness, create violent people. And then I would basically talk about how these mentally unstable people, many of them, if we had gave them a tie to God, family, and country, they might not commit these acts. They might be confused and mentally ill and need some support and some help. But love thy neighbor as thyself. A lot of these nonprofit organizations, churches, counseling groups could make a tremendous difference. Most of these people are isolated. They could use a lot of love. In fact, a child will die if it gets no love. So, you know, we need to start there. And where are mom and dad in the homes? Where are taking children to church, keeping the Sabbath day holy? Thou shalt not kill. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Where are these teachings that could make such a difference? And somehow we want to have this discussion with none of my solutions, not a single one of them in the mix. Okay? Arm the good guys, because they'll keep you safe. In fact, all they say is we've got to wait for a good guy, a cop, to come and solve it. Why does it have to be a cop? Can't it just be a good guy with a good moral compass? Okay, this is the stuff we need to drill into and talk about. I want to know what this guy's solution is.
Well, he talks about this in the Breitbart piece. They say he chooses not to disparage the kids from Parkland after they rallied at the March for Our Lives, but he admits that he feels that the movement got hijacked. He said,
"And
this
boy,
whole
howdy,
march
is that
was
spot on, Kurt? That's why the mainstream press won't cover it either."
That's right. He said, "This whole march was politicized, you know, but they're kids, so you really can't blame them. They're scared. They think they're doing
well." You can try to
right
educate
thing,
them not to fall for the propaganda, because they're going to end up in it in about 5 seconds. So you got to be very careful
That's
to
right.
help them understand. Same thing with the sex and the drugs movements, Kurt. You got to teach your children to, you know what? Avoid that stuff like the plague. You got to speak out nobly,
right.
boldly, and independently and provide direction. That's what I'm talking about. And these kids that go off the rails, 9 times out of 10, you dig in and they don't have direction in their lives, in their family. They don't have a tether to people who love them. They don't have those things that, in my opinion, can keep people stable and or, if they're not stable, can at least keep people in a safe place. Right?
Yeah, that's very true. And this guy whose daughter was killed there in that Parkland shooting was, they say, largely apolitical in the Breitbart piece until the 2016 election, where he voted for Trump together with his two sons. That doesn't mean he voted for Trump's two sons. His two sons voted for Trump as well. He said, "It was the first time I ever voted." And
by the way, I think Donald Trump's two sons voted for Trump too, by the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of, that's like five votes.
He says, "Can you imagine where we'd be if Hillary became president?" Then he credits the president for standing up and running for office to fix the country despite universal opposition from the media. He said the guy gets bashed every hour of the day. I don't know. I give him credit for doing it. He's 20 years older than me, and he works like a maniac.
That's all Pollock true, but there again, I believe this continued keeping Donald Trump in the news 24/7 is a bad thing, not a good thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is just the story and the
That's
way
right.
this guy says.
So what does he say the solution is, Kurt? Does he give one?
He says, "I'm deeply grateful for your presence at the White House," talking about President Trump. He wrote that in a letter. I guess Trump...
Trump got his letter,
came,
just not mine.
Yeah,
it's everybody's letters but mine.
President Trump got a letter, wrote this in a letter to the Pollock family after the meeting, because they went there for the whole, you know, people got shot thing. And then they say that this guy's a gun owner and he taught his children to shoot and handle firearms. He says, "My daughter liked to shoot more than my sons." He's come up with this plan. He calls it, I'm trying to remember the acronym for it, but the bottom line is, he says, you know, he wants to raise money for a magnificent playground to remember his daughter. His daughter's name was Meadow. But he says, despite the repeated shootings in schools, he noted many of the lawmakers and school administrators were still not making the practical changes to keep more kids safe. He says there's no accountability to anybody, no accountability to the FBI.
He's right on those facts.
The sheriff's office.
And if he wants to raise private money to have remembrance for his daughter, I would support it, Kurt.
Yeah. He says that's why he thinks parents need to have an organization to speak for them, just like unions represent the teachers and the police officers in political situations. He says, I'm getting a lot of people interested. I'm speaking for most Americans. That's what they want, not what the media is showing, he concludes.
Well, he's spot on that fact. I think you got to listen to my solutions and weave that into his plan. Other than that, the article seems very vague on solutions, which I'm disappointed in. But I commend this gentleman for his stance, and he's spot on, and no wonder he's not getting coverage.
Yeah.
All right, Seth Rich in the news again, Kurt. We're going to keep an eye on this ball, ladies and gentlemen. We can't let these stories die, right?
Well, the guy died already, and so we're not trying to not let his memory die. But the headline from WorldNet Daily, Seth Rich's brother sues major paper over DNC email rumor. The brother of the murdered Democratic National Committee staffer, Seth Rich, is suing the Washington Times and others claiming the defendant spread false claims about him, including unfounded allegations that he helped his brother leak DNC documents. You
wow.
understand why he'd want to, you know, stop that because his brother died. Aaron Rich is
And if he doesn't stand up like that, he might be next on the bump off plan.
That's right.
Now, where's Donald to help this guy sue the New York Times, Kurt? Donald was suing the New York Times. Maybe we can combine this guy and Donald into a class action.
Good point. But he's suing the Washington Times in this case. And,
oh, okay. Wrong Times. That's why Donald's not involved.
A lot
okay.
of times.
Yeah, those are the good guys.
I don't know if they have time to sue all the Times places, but anyway.
Well, they sue all the time anyway.
Yeah. Good point.
Speaking of time.
Yeah.
It's time to drain the swamp, as far as I can tell. Anyway, very interesting, though. Seth Rich's brother sues major paper over the DNC email rumors. All right. WND.com with the story. Again, how do we get truth on this, Kurt? They just talk about it being rumors and conspiracy and da-da-da-da-da as if there's no truth. They've even got the family rejecting our efforts to help them. It's amazing.
Good point.
All right. I guess there's a gun control teen in the news, Kurt.
Yeah, and this is, remember that lady, Star Parker? She's the, they call her African-American woman, but she writes and WorldNet Daily.
I wonder if she's ever even been to Africa.
This. Well, she's a good lady, so they're not going to talk much about her, Sam.
Yeah, why don't we just say she's black?
Reads, yeah.
I'd like to take away African and just say she's an American, Kurt.
Yeah, I'm into that. Headline reads, gun control teens akin to civil rights movement, covering the pro-gun control march for our lives in Washington, CNN ran a headline that read, they're marching through the same streets as Martin Luther King Jr. did, hoping for similar change. Then the article quoted a 16-year-old as saying, the civil rights movement was started by teenagers. This author, Star Parker, says, how can
That's
we expect to properly deal with an issue as serious as guns in the Second Amendment when the media peddles such ignorance?
I agree with her on that point. Let's finish talking about this article. Then I want to talk about malware. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt, hard-hitting news every day on your radio. LibertyRoundtable.com.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. We're talking about gun control teen. Akin to civil rights movement is the headline. Wow. Our buddy, what's your name, Parker?
Star Parker.
Star Parker, yes. Yeah, Miss Parker. Mm-hmm. She's a conservative. She happens to be black. She's spot yep. on. And she says this idea that's being erroneously pushed by teenagers saying, hey, teenagers started the civil rights movement. She's saying how ignorant that is. She's right. Both of these movements started by inside government bureaucrats with a desire to divide and conquer America. Now, is it good to want to have less division in America? Yes, that's what the civil rights movement supposedly was to solve. Hey, let's make sure that blacks don't end up at the back of the bus. I get the idea. We're all God's children. We shouldn't have forced segregation. But we also shouldn't have forced association either. So we've swung the pendulum to the opposite side of the whacked out discussion. I don't want to look at division or color. Or I want to look at how we as Americans can make America great. And this is just another side of the pendulum division. It always backfires, Kurt. Always. Any other tidbit on this
one? That's right. Yeah, here's a couple of other little phrases from this article. She says the civil rights movement was about fixing what was broken in America regarding the ideals of individual freedom and dignity. Then she says today's movement against guns and the Second Amendment aims in the opposite direction. It's kind of funny she puts aims. The claim of this movement is that we have pain and suffering in our nation because we are too free. The marchers and others are telling us we can make a better nation by using the force of government to scale back our freedoms. Anyway, I think she's pretty right on there.
Amen to that. Good for her for standing for the truth and exposing the lie that's being perpetuated. Where's Donald to tweet out against the lie and help Miss Parker?
Good.
That's what I'm wondering. We're here to help, though, by the way. Liberty Roundtable Live, baby. That's how we roll. All right. The headline, Kurt, says malware. In other words, that software that gets on your computer that's bad, right?
Yes.
Malware.
In Spanish, mal, M-A-L, is bad. So okay. It must be a Latin term.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, it's a computer term, by the way.
Yeah.
Malware. They call it WannaCry. That's the name of the malware, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. I remember seeing a story on this.
Strikes computers at Boeing.
Yeah.
So Boeing got
hit
by this WannaCry virus and malware stuff, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I want to talk about this story for a bunch of reasons. Boeing said on Wednesday that it was hit by a cyber attack that some Boeing executives identify as the same one that struck thousands of computer systems in more than 70 countries a short year ago. Anyway, it allows hackers to spread their viruses automatically through vulnerable machines. And at the top of the article, this one guy says how he's worried it could spread to other computers, it could get out in the wild, it could be crazy. And then later in the article, they're like, don't worry, We're not even sure if that's what it is. We've got it contained. It's no problem. Who do you believe, Kurt?
That's what I was going to ask.
Both sides in the same article. But I'll tell you what I found in the article that no one else is going to talk about. You ready?
Yes.
You sure you're ready?
Well, I think so.
All right, because here's what I do. I tell you that the government's involved in 90% of these things, right? All right, 90% might be an overstatement. It's shocking how often government seems to be involved in whatever goes wrong. You end up, there's a government tie. I'm just telling you, it's so often. I'd venture to wager 90%, although there's never been a study. So I don't dare say 90% because some of them will say, it's kind of like when I say no one will put any money into Liberty. Then Kurt will challenge me and say, you're wrong. Some people will. All right, so it's true. Sometimes it's not government. But it's so darn rare that, you know. All right. I bring this up to say Boeing got hit by malware. But who's going to talk about this government tie? Listen carefully. That the article explains by, quote, incorporating the NSA's tool into their ransomware last May, hackers ensure their attack would encrypt or attack as many vulnerable machines as possible, causing maximum disruption. So this article literally tells you that government-created software that got stolen, got hacked and stolen, and implemented into this virus, this malware, this badware, ensuring maximum damage and automated transmission, Kurt. Who's the blame for this? Is it the hackers? Yes. Is it government? Without a doubt. What do you think about that, Kurt? Who's going to highlight this like I will? They ensure their malware would attack as many vulnerable computers as possible, causing maximum disruption. Right? Now listen even more, Kurt. The article goes on and says White House officials said North Korea was directly responsible for the attack. So wait a minute, Kurt. Let me just understand this for a minute. North Korea is to blame, but the NSA tool was hacked, stolen, and implemented to ensure maximum damage. So now you got hackers, the United States government, NSA, and North Korea working together, causing havoc around the world, Kurt. And then when I make a statement like government's involved in so many of these things, that's shocking. People go, whacked out conspiracy theory. You're crazy. What are you talking about? I'm telling you right now, I'm telling you the truth. And I'm telling you right now, they even document it blatantly, clearly in these articles. How does the White House say it was North Korea, but then we find out NSA code was stolen? Why was the NSA code to do this kind of stuff created in the first place? So the National Security Agency, the group charged with making sure we're secure, participated with the hackers, unwittingly maybe, but then they blame it on the North Koreans? How can the North Koreans, the NSA, and hackers all go together and they attacked what? Boeing? Kurt, is that a military-industrial complex entity? Now, the thing's called WannaCry. Is that ironic or what? The whole thing makes me want to cry. Cry for our nation that's being destroyed from within by our own people, Kurt.
Good point, Sam.
It's an NSA tool. White House officials say North Korea was directly responsible for the attack. Okay, so the United States government's indirectly responsible for the attack? Is that how it is? Remember how I told you that the United States funds, arms, and trains our enemies around the world? Could this story articulate it and document it better, Kurt? So where do the North Koreans get their technology? How do they get all of a sudden to be hacker haven?
Good point.
Maybe they stole NSA technology too, Kurt. What do you think? Oh, no, it was the Russians. What? Okay, at some point you just kind of go, are you kidding me? They say the WannaCry has attacked businesses and corporate computers all over the globe, Kurt. All right, I want to talk about, we're going to go from guns to malware to knives, Kurt. Fighting back, a homeowner pulls knife while holding intruder at gunpoint. What?
Yeah, now
so
this story
here's the bottom
was...
line, to be clear. There's the criminal's knife wielding. Just so you know who's who in the headline, right?
Good point. But it's kind of confusing if you read the
They like it like that, Kurt, because then they can say they reported it, but you don't get clearly what really happened and what the solution is. That's why.
Yeah,
go ahead.
IJR was the reporting source. I found it on WorldNet Daily. But it says, homeowner holds knife-wielding intruder at gunpoint. Man, wife wake up to stranger in their bedroom. It says, when Robert Rodriguez and his wife awoke to an intruder in the bedroom of their Austin, Texas home, he used his own firearm. This is once again, you know, a good guy with a gun, to ward off the suspect until law enforcement arrived. It says Rodriguez told CBS Austin that 32-year-old Richard Brent Prieto kicked the door in and he heard someone talking but thought it was his son. However, after his wife nudged him, he woke up and saw Prieto standing in their room with a knife in his hand. He reportedly was mumbling strange things and told him that his wife was under the house, that Chuck Norris was waiting for him and that he was having a hard time. So he's having a hard time. Rodriguez, this guy who lived at the house, is a former sheriff's deputy, slowly reached for his gun and with the firearm pointed at Prieto, told him to drop the knife. He said, I had every right to kill him. I was ready and I swear I would have, the homeowner told CBS Austin. Had he come at me, I was ready. I had my gun fully loaded with 15 in the clip and one in the chamber, so it was ready to go. I guess it was on the nightstand. Rodriguez explained that legally, since the man was in his house, he had the right to protect his family, but he's glad he didn't have to pull the trigger. He said, in my case, I felt that with my training, I was more in control than he was, and I had my weapon on him the whole time from the moment I pulled my gun to the moment the police came.
Now, Kurt, what if the great equalizer was not present?
Good point. It says, if Prieto had a gun, that's the bad guy coming in. Rodriguez believes he would have killed him. The 32-year-old was charged with burglary of habitation with intent to commit assault. But it's true, Sam, the rape me not, the kill me not did its job, and nobody
nobody got killed. Criminal. Maybe the criminal can get in jail and join the choir.
Yeah, he could straighten up. That's right.
Woo! Just imagine the guy getting the choir over there at the prisons, Kurt.
That's right.
Man, that's wife, wake choir. Up a stranger in their bedroom. The great equalizer saves more lives.
Yeah. Now, I just don't think that story was talked much, up. At
of
least,
not,
you
Kurt.
Know, we just barely heard it.
You want to know why, don't
dug
you?
Dug it out. Well, it's,
it would make
it's
America
a
great
good
again.
Story about a gun, you know?
It would help.
Yeah. Good point.
Exposing hypocrisy, standing for liberty. That's who we are on Liberty Roundtable Live, ladies and gentlemen. We absolutely need your support, financially and otherwise, to really double down on the solutions, Kurt. We need their funding. We need their involvement. There's so much to be done. There's so many news stories to cover. I get more news in than I can dispense.
Right.
I'm just telling you, it's crazy. There's so many things I want to talk about. For example, Planned Parenthood just rolled out a tweet that'll shock you about young girls. I mean, it's just, and again, funded by your tax dollars, right? Kurt, remember I tell you, government seems to be involved in everything that goes wrong in America? This is no exception.
Good point.
Okay, what's going on? We're funding Planned Parenthood. We're murdering 2,000 to 3,000 babies. Planned Parenthood's promoting their sexual promiscuity agenda everywhere, backed by your tax dollars. We got to stand up and stop it together. We, the moral majority, need to get involved, baby. Liberty Roundtable, one of the tools to help you do just that. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Thank you for all that you do for liberty. We don't mean to attack anyone. We do want to focus on principles and solutions and opportunities and how we can come together and see things God's way, the family way. We want to defend the country. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. Appreciate all of you. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate and get involved today, would you please? For Sam and Kurt, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore our grand old republic. The only question left is, will you help? We declare this nation shall endure.